Hello, everyone. This is Molly Uline Olmsted. Hopefully, you all can hear me. If a few of you would go ahead and put in the chat box if you can hear my voice or not coming through on the microphone. Great. Great, great. So, I want to welcome all of you here this evening to our first webinar for the Anna Grant that we have. In partnership with the Eastern Shawnee, Search for Eastern Shawnee History and an Introduction to Ohio Memory. Okay. I am your Master of Ceremonies tonight. My name is Molly Uline Olmsted, and I am a Creative Learning Engineer with the Creative Learning Factory, which is the Teacher Professional Development and Distance Learning Department at the Ohio Historical Society. I got my bona fides there. They're not really pertinent to this particular webinar, but I will say that I have been working with the Eastern Shawnee for a few years now. We have a couple grants with them, and it's been a thoroughly enjoyable experience, and I'm so excited to be included in on this project as well. Also tonight we have Mike Lowry with us. He is the grant coordinator for the Eastern Shawnee Tribe of Oklahoma, and he'll be presenting first. He's going to give you a quick overview of the Anna Grant project. And then we also have Jillian Carney, who is our Digital Services Department Manager here at the Ohio Historical Society. And she's going to talk to you a little bit about Ohio Memory and how it works and what you can find there. And that'll give you an idea of what we hope to do for the Eastern Shawnee as far as giving them a place on Ohio Memory where you can go and find primary sources and materials related to tribal history. And just a quick note about the Creative Learning Factory. Like I said, we are the Teacher Professional Development and Distance Learning Department at the Ohio Historical Society. We do webinars, in-person workshops, distance learning through video conferencing software, and also a web connection. And we also do things like provide curriculum, do lesson planning projects, just a variety of educational resources for teachers and community members. Tonight's agenda from 7 to 7:10 or 7:05, we'll do an introduction to A Search for Eastern Shawnee History, which is the grant, and Michael will be covering that. The bulk of our webinar tonight will be an introduction to Ohio Memory with Jillian Carney, and then I'll do a quick wrap-up at the end just to tell you what we have coming up in the next 2 months as far as other webinars.
Thank you, Molly. I'll ask the same question. If you can hear me, type in the chat box that you can hear me. And while you're doing that, I'll go ahead and thank Molly for the shout out about Mike Lowry. I very rarely get that, but oftentimes when people find my name, Michael Lowry, they will say, Mike Lowry is a bad boy, and they're in reference to Will Smith's character in the movie Bad Boys. Okay, so I'm getting some yeses. Sounds great. All right, great. Again, thank you. Good evening and welcome to our first of many webinars for this history project titled A Search for Eastern Shawnee History. As Molly said, my name is Michael Lowry. I am the project coordinator for this three-year project. This is a $1.3 million project, and it's funded by ANA. ANA is an acronym for the Administration for Native Americans. And they promote self-sufficiency for Native Americans by providing grant funding opportunities for community-based projects such as this one, and especially for this particular program. And our tribe is very grateful for the funding opportunity. We're proud to know that their administration has placed such a great amount of trust and confidence in our project. You know, the need for this project actually stems from the fact that the tribe is losing, if not has already lost, a great deal of its historical knowledge. And unfortunately, this means that the tribal community is at risk of losing their cultural identity over time. The project goal is simply to reverse that trend. We want to recover, promote, and preserve the history of the tribe, and along the way, restore what the tribe is losing. And we want to safeguard that for many years to come. And that's the purpose of this webinar, is to learn more of the documents, the pictures, the paintings, the treaties, the books, all of those things are going to be stored or housed in Ohio Memory. And so we're very happy that we're able to work with Ohio Memory on this project. This project cannot stand alone just as a title, as catchy as it may seem. Instead, it takes numerous partners and consultants to produce the various outcomes that include, but they're certainly not limited to, what you see on the screen, the 15 different history presentations that will be held at different events, such as the Winter Gathering, the Elders Dinner, the History Summit. Next, you see an Eastern Shawnee history book. We will write that along with the help of Stephen Warren, who is the author of The Worlds the Shawnees Made. Next, you see a children's story history book, which will be partnering with Renee Gilkey from the National Museum of the American Indian. And also on the screen, you see a cultural preservation plan. What is it that this tribe wants to store or have preserved for many, many years to come? And we're going to work with Marty Chatsmith, who is a professor from Ohio State University. And all of this begins with a great deal of research, and in fact, a lot of our project team members are in D.C. right now at the National Archives conducting research. But we have other contributing partners, such as Robert Miller, who is a law professor at Arizona State University, Leslie Miller, who will be conducting interviews out on the West Coast, Heather Devine will be helping us with an external website, and then also Carrie Silverhorn will be helping with a lot of our artwork. And so there's a lot of players involved. And I just want to introduce to you some of our team members that are here at the headquarters. So those of you that are far away, this will get you an idea of the names of people involved, and also you'll see a picture here in just a minute of who we are. But our project team here at the headquarters consists of Chief Glenna Wallace, who's our executive director, Audrey Gardner, who is the project director, Robin Duchesne, who is the Tribal Historic Preservation Officer, myself, you can see, is the grant coordinator, Lola Hampton Purvis, who is our research manager, and then also Carly Gibson, who is our administrative assistant, and we're happy that all of those are here. So here's our project team. This is what we look like, and so from left to right, you can see Robin Duchesne, Carly Gibson, Audrey Gardner, Lola Purvis, Chief Glenna, and then myself. Before I turn it back over to you, Molly, again, I want to thank you, Molly, for your dedication and your efforts for making this work, and also Ohio Memory. But for anyone out there that's listening or you have the opportunity to view this later on, I would like you to know that you can contact any of us by email when you have any questions or suggestions concerning this particular project. This is a long project. We've got 3 years and we're dealing with a lot of different obstacles, and there's a lot of hurdles that we're going to have to overcome, but we're confident that we can accomplish this task with our own expertise, as well as the support from so many partners and consultants, because they specialize in their field of study, and so we're going to need that. Also, we can use volunteers to help digitize any of the documents that need to be uploaded on Ohio Memory, and that's something that Molly and also Jillian are going to be speaking to later on. So I want to thank you for your time. I want to welcome you to our project, and I'll turn it back over to Molly.
Thanks so much, Michael. Now I will go ahead and throw it to Jillian Kearney, and she is going to talk to us all about Ohio Memory, and then I encourage everyone who's with us tonight to please go to that link, www.ohiomemory.org, and just do some exploring. There's a lot of great stuff on there, and Jillian is going to tell us more about it right now.
And tonight I'm going to take you through a really quick journey of searching through Ohio Memory. This will be more on the end when you start to have materials in there, but it's good to start looking at Ohio Memory now and starting to think about how you want to add collections to the Eastern Shawnee Tribe collection in Ohio Memory. So some of you may have met us when we were in Oklahoma in January, but I wanted to provide you with all the contact information for our group. If you are working with the project, you'll be working with Lily Berkheimer. She is our assistant curator for digital services. Myself and Phil Sager, who is the digital project developer, so he can answer any questions you may have about uploading materials to your collection, and Lily can help with metadata questions as they come about. So tonight's agenda is going to be talking real briefly about the history of the Ohio Memory Project. We'll cover searching and browsing in Ohio Memory, and then I just wanted to show you a few additional Ohio Memory resources and features that you may be able to utilize as you're searching through Ohio Memory. Let's get started. So the mission of the Ohio Memory Project is to provide access to historical treasures of Ohio that bring together primary sources from all parts of the state. And when this project was developed, they wanted to celebrate state and local history, as well as encouraging cooperation between archives, historical societies, and several other cultural heritage institutions. And through this effort, we were hoping that we would be able to allow the global community to discover and explore Ohio's rich past. So this project started in 2000, so it has been 14 wonderful years. Some of our original partners included OhioLINK and OPLIN. Our current partner today is the State Library of Ohio. Funding was received from OHS along with the Bicentennial Commission, LSTA, which is a grant program, the National Endowment for the Humanities, and the Institute for Museum and Library Services. And by 2003, which was Ohio's bicentennial year, we had 250 plus participating institutions. So since then, we have expanded a little bit, and we are now at 360 participating institutions in Ohio Memory. And this covers all of Ohio's 88 counties and all of the different types of cultural heritage institutions that you see listed below. The materials that you'll find in Ohio Memory are historically significant materials that are both common to all Ohioans but yet unique to their specific local community. So the materials that are most special to that community and really tell the story. We also aim to have complementary collections so that there is a balanced view of the state history, because we don't want to have only materials from Columbus or only materials from Cincinnati. We want to see representation from all of those areas. So by having representation from all of Ohio's 88 counties, we do have that balanced view of the state. You'll also see materials from a variety of different time periods, from the state library's collections from last year that were developed by the state government, all the way down to Ohio's founding documents. There are also a variety of different format types that you're able to put into collections in Ohio Memory. So we have everything from manuscripts, which are written letters and diaries. We have a variety of different types of photographs, from glass plate negatives to your standard 8x10 photograph or print. We also have a large collection of newspapers in Ohio Memory, as well as our object collections and collections of our partner institutions. And more recently, we have started to add audiovisual materials into Ohio Memory. So now that you know what is in there, let's do an example search. And so tonight I did not go live into Ohio Memory just because I didn't want there to be any lag time. So if anybody has any further questions, please type a question in the chat box, or I'm happy to talk with anybody either after the presentation or once we get back into the office tomorrow. So when you land at the homepage, which we are at right now, which is www.ohiomemory.org, you have several different options to start your journey into delving into all of the items that are in Ohio Memory. The first thing that I'm going to cover is actual search, just from this general search box at the top of the screen. And I'm going to attempt to use the little green arrow, so please bear with me as I try to demonstrate this. So we're just going to type in a general search. I thought of doing the 1913 flood because it was a recent commemoration that we did here in Ohio. So to start my search, I've typed in the terms 1913 and flood. And it might be a little bit hard to see, but I do have an asterisk after flood so that it will search for every variation on flood. So flood, flooding, floods, flooded, any of those varieties. Then I just went ahead and hit the search button, which you see here. From that, we now get a result list, which I know is hard to see. Now that I see it on here, it's even harder to see. Oh my goodness, I'm sorry, guys. So we have 355 results. Molly or Michael, is there an easy way to pop out to Ohio Memory so I might be able to show folks in more detail now that I see it on here? It looks really small.
Hi, Jillian. This is Molly.
Hi, Jillian. This is Molly. There's not really a great way. You could do a stop sharing and then do a share screen. So there's a button up at the top that says stop sharing, and then you could have the option of share my screen, which I'm sort of trying to do right here. You can see where I've highlighted it. Now it'll show you my screen, so I'm going to go ahead and stop doing that. And if, Jillian, you want to try and go in and share your screen, you can go to Ohio Memory from there. So, Jillian, I can now see your Firefox window, and I can sort of see you going back and forth between the Adobe Connect and the Firefox icon.
Also, Jillian, your microphone is muted. I don't know if you're trying to talk to us or not.
Well, interesting. Can you guys hear me now? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry, guys, for all the technical difficulties here. Bear with me. Okay. So when you do a search in Ohio Memory, you'll get this results page. And I'm going to really quickly run through this now that I've eaten into some of our time. Up here at the top, you have a search box. This is for if you decided that if you needed to do a new search because you didn't get the results that you were looking for, or you also have the option to search within these results for a more specific item to help narrow down that search. You also at this point have an opportunity to do an advanced search, but we'll go into that in a moment. You can also narrow down your search by using this toolbar here on the left-hand side, which narrows by format. It includes pictures, newspapers, finding aids, government publications, whatever has come up within this results list of 355 items. You can also narrow by the subject or the creator. So this is the group that created the specific material. Up here at the top on this toolbar, you have several options for display. You can sort the results by relevance, title, subject, or description, whatever works best for you. You have a couple of display options. I have it in thumbnail right now, but you can do it in a grid, just whatever works better for you. You also have the opportunity to save items to favorites. So I've selected these three items here, and I've selected save to favorites. And so you can now see that they are saved. And if I go to my favorites up here at the top, you can see that my three items have now gone into that favorites box. So you also can display 20, 50, or 100 items at a time. It's whatever works best for you and your preference. Sometimes if you want to see a large portion of them at a time because you have a large number of search results, you may want to select the 200 items. So the item that I wanted to show you tonight really quickly, because I've eaten into my time. Is the Fremont Flood Booklet, because this will demonstrate to us the keyword searching and how it has brought up the items that we keyword search for in our original search. So you can see that they have been highlighted in red on our screen. You'll also see that the search has been performed in the search box up here. If you wanted to change your search term and look for something else, it will highlight our new term. So I just typed in the term there, and I hit go. Also, along the right-hand side here, you'll see that this is a multi-page document. So every time that our search term comes up, it will actually highlight in a red box with an asterisk next to each of the pages that has our keywords that we have searched for. When you're on this page, you can also zoom or expand to fit in a new window, rotate, or print. Those are some popular options when searching in Ohio Memory. It's also important to note that we do also have a reference URL. So if you were to want to bookmark this page or include it in a publication or on a website, this would be the URL that you would use because it is the persistent link and would always bring you back to this item. I also wanted to show you all the item description, which is down here at the bottom, which includes some common keywords or descriptions that will help you to identify the material. So we have our titles, our subject headings. We typically are including a time period and the date of original because some folks will search by a general time period or decade, and some will search by a specific date, which we cover in the date of the original. All of these words are keyword searchable, so if somebody typed in photographic story of Fremont, they would get that search result come up. I also wanted to show you quickly how to do a limited search to help narrow down your search results. So if you wanted to do a search for only items that were photographic materials, historical objects or manuscripts, you would use this restrict to box here, and then you would hit search. You also have the opportunity to exclude full text sources if you wanted to just do that, and you would just click the icon there. So go ahead and hit search. And you'll see that we have now limited our hits down to 156 items because we're only looking at photographs or manuscript materials or our historical objects, which if that is the goal of your search, then you have successfully narrowed that down. I also promised that I would show you an advanced search. So this is off the home page. This is the advanced search button. If you click on that, you can actually start to narrow down your results. So I'm going to go ahead and search for that Fremont flood booklet that I mentioned earlier. So I'm going to go ahead and type in Fremont, and I'm going to look for that in the subject field. I'm going to add another field, and I'm going to look for flood. And this will be in the title field. And I'm also going to look for 1913, and this will be looked for in the description field. So go ahead and hit search, and let's see what we get. Ta-da! Our Fremont Flood booklet will come up, and you have now really quickly learn how to do an advanced search. I realize that we are at 8:25 due to my technical difficulties. Molly or Michael, is there a few minutes to continue going just to show browsing? So, back at the Ohio Memory homepage, there's a couple more things I want to show you because we're going really quickly. I mentioned earlier that you can either search, or there's a few other options.
Yeah, you've got some time. I only have to do two quick slides at the end, so you can go right up until like 8:29.
Explore a collection drop-down menu and actually specifically select your collection. So for this instance, because the Fremont Flood booklet came from the Clyde Public Library's collection, I'm going to go ahead and select them and hit go. Once I land on here, you'll see that you have another search box. So you can actually do a search within just the Clyde Public Library's collection. And it should just pull up the items that Clyde has submitted. Well, doesn't want to work with me in my limited time frame. So you also will have some example images here. Your most recent editions have been uploaded and will always show up on the right-hand side of the screen. If you wanted to receive a notification when new updates are added, new items are added to this collection, you can click on this link and you can set up an RSS feed. And your collection will also include some more information about the collection as well as your organization. Back at the Ohio Memory homepage, there are also three ways that you can browse for materials. You can browse by subject heading. So these are the subject headings that we have input for each of the collections. They're arranged alphabetically. You can also search by place. We have the place fields entered into each of the records that includes the city or township as well as the county. This map here is actually clickable and will take you directly out to the collection materials that are for that specific county. And then our last option is to browse by contributor. So if you were looking specifically for the item submitted by Eastern Shawnee, you would click on E and you would click on your organization's name and it would take you directly to them. For the time being, I'll click on Auglaize County Historical Society and we can see everything that they have submitted so far. Because I think I have one more minute, I'm going to show you one other place to go and check out when you're searching through Ohio Memory. It's actually off of our About Ohio Memory link. These are all of our learning resources. So we have Ohio Memory quizzes, timelines, then and now maps, which will actually show you the big 3C cities in Ohio, so Cleveland, Cincinnati, and Columbus, and the buildings and what they look like through the historical photographs that we have and what they look like today through Google Maps. And then we also have digital collections news. This is where we are posting interesting information about collections that we have in Ohio Memory or our new events that we had going on and all sorts of other fun and interesting items that are within the collection. So I think I am at 8:29, and thank you very much for dealing with me as I dealt with some technical issues. And like I said, we went through that really quickly. So I'm happy to answer any questions.
All right. Thank you very much, Jillian. That was great. I learned a few new things about Ohio memory there. I'm just going to get us back to our PowerPoint real quickly. And bear with me while I jump ahead to a few slides. There we go. I wanted to see this last slide that Jillian had on her PowerPoint because it cracks me up. I like the acrobats at the end. So like she said, if you have any questions, please feel free to contact her or any of us, and we can put you in touch with whoever you need to talk to. Our upcoming programs on May 20th, we're going to have Steve Warren, who is one of the historians and researchers who's helping us with the Anna Grant program. He's going to give us an update on his current research, his new book that's out, and what they've been working on while they're on the road. And then June 17th, we're going to have our final webinar of the year, which is looking forward to next year. And we're probably going to talk a little bit more about the Ohio Memory site that Jillian just showed us. And what an Eastern.
Well, the only thing I have to say is you guys did a fantastic job. Jillian, don't worry about the minor technical glitches. I do see some questions in the chat box. James has a question, and it looked like Larry Duchesne was typing for a little bit. So if you guys want to try and answer some of those questions.
Hi, James. One of the things that we're hopefully working towards, we might not be able to have a full database that would go towards a genealogy project, but right now there's just so little research and primary source material out there that we're hoping to start sort of a groundswell so that we can collect these materials and get them all in one place on the Ohio Memory database so that people can begin contributing more and more materials to them. So that's
and it looks like Larry Duchesne has a question about the website. Is that ohiomemory.gov?
We can begin to contribute and build those resources so that people can access information about their own family tree and do research on their genealogy. Great question. It's actually Ohio Memory. Oh, thanks, Jillian. Jillian just put the link in there. It's ohiomemory.org. So you can go check it out online. And it's a really, you can actually lose hours of time just following and, you know, looking at all of the great materials that are on there. So if you're going to go online, be forewarned that you will spend a lot of time on that site. And so with that, I think we will go ahead and sign off. Thank you guys so much for joining us tonight. And we look forward to talking with you again in May and then in June. Thanks to Michael
Thank you, Molly.
For coming on and to Jillian. And also thanks to Ty Pierce for being our tech support this evening.